time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, our current administration, through President Obama, has just announced that they will cut the Pentagon budget by $500 billion or more in the next decade. According to an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, this administration's record to date is undeniable. Defense was targeted from the day that President Obama stepped into office, and today he has disguised this new strategic review earlier this last month. The Pentagon on Thursday previewed the cuts, announcing that the 2013 defense budget due this spring will decline for the first time since 1998. As spending on entitlement rises, budget cuts disproportionately hit the Pentagon, which accounts for a fifth of the federal spending, but over half of the deficit reduction. The current administration wants to turn to our Navy as its strategic defense. However, when you look at the Navy and discover that there is damage there as well, because the Pentagon announced that 7 cruisers will be decommissioned sooner than planned. Plans to purchase new Virginia-class submarines, a large deck amphibious ship, and smaller attack vessels will be delayed or reduced. Chief of Naval Operations Jonathan Grenert stated that the Navy will be smaller after these cuts than it is today. Many will say that Navy's fleet is already too small and its ships are too old to perform its multiple missions. The fleet has shrunk by half in 2 decades and currently stands at 285 in number. At the height of the Reagan war buildup in 1987, the Navy had 568 carriers, destroyers, submarines, and other ships. All of this comes at a time when we are being threatened by Iran. If Israel attacks Iran, as it is being discussed, and it takes place sometime in the spring, Iran is likely to attack the United States or at least our Navy vessels. In the Pentagon's last defense review in 2002, it said that the United States needed a larger Navy and not a smaller one. And now we read that Iran has just added to its Navy with 2 new submarines. And it's not just Iran. China is increasing its Navy by leaps and bounds. China's strategic goal is to undercut America's naval preeminence in the Pacific. I leave you with a point to ponder. With these cuts in the Pentagon budget and the reduction of our fleet in the U.S. Navy, do you think that this current administration believes that the planet has gotten smaller? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.